Blog Talk Radio.
That we have. Again, I am Dr. Loza D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the only grassroots, let me clear my throat, grassroots talk show that focus on issues in our neighborhood block by block. We're airing at 1 o'clock on Tuesday and Thursday. You can check us out because we want to share some things with you that will help you understand. The call-in number in regards to being a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'd ask you to offer your comments, your expertise, even your questions. Also, the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. Also, you can check us out if you are interested in tweeting the show. You have that great opportunity to do that. That's WBSW_internet_talk_radio at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, Instagram at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at WBSW_internet_radio, as well as at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, and finally at the Smith Wave Production. We have so many avenues that you can communicate with us. We're so glad for you to have that option on Facebook. We're facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. I tell you, God is so good. He's blessed us with a avenue or vessel to get the word out. And having Facebook, having Instagram, having Twitter, having Clubhouse, having a room within Facebook where you could be a part of it. But for us to be able to have this opportunity to give this information and share the information and also allow you to dialogue back with us by being able to comment on Facebook, comment on Instagram, or call in and be a part of it. Today we have a, 1 hour belt. Normally we work about 30 or 40 minutes and we share some things that we'll come back with our part two of it. That could be the opportunity on Thursday. So we're so glad to be able to come before you and real excited about it. Now, let's keep in mind, WBSW, we're the voice of the Smithway Internet Talk Radio, has listeners and watchers. You're being one of them, or 2, 3, 4, 100, 1,000 in 18 countries, including the United States, Mexico, and Canada. So we're so glad and blessed to have an opportunity to share our work all over the world. And that's what it is. And you have the same opportunity when you call in as well as typing your comments or you DM me to let me know you have something or tweet the show, however you want to do that. Again, our topic for the day, we're going to focus on relationships. How do we prepare boys for healthy relationships? I want to give a shout out to those individuals who've joined us so far on Instagram as well as Facebook. We have with us Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol, so much for joining us. We have Mario Van Tafario. Thank you so much. This Justina Brinkley. Thank you so much. Mario is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Definitely got to give him a shout out. Also, we have Marvin Smith, who's joining us, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, a member of the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. That's Theta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, Marvin, so much for joining us. Sophie Riley, thank you so much for taking our time to be a part of this late lunch hour. Latte Pickett, we want to definitely give a shout out to Latte. She came in to kind of kick us off in 2018. She was there. She was willing to come on and share her ministry, which is Inspired to Inspire. Go to her Facebook page, Latte Pickett, or go to the group page, part of the group page, Inspired to Inspire. She has some awesome messages every day, but she's also working to make a difference in our community. During the holidays, Christmas holidays, they had families needed Christmas and needed food. She worked with a particular family, provided them gifts, and also partnered with Sigma Gamma Ray Sorority Incorporated so they could provide them Christmas meal. Latte, keep doing what you're doing. We're so proud of you. I am proud. I always tell you, you inspire me. You keep me going, and I thank you so much for even allow the opportunity for us to be a part of each other's life. Thank you so much. As well as we want to give a shout out for Samantha Smith. Thank you, Samantha, for joining us as well. And I'm excited to have each and every one of you all on the line. All right, we're going to get to how we prepare boys for a healthy relationship. That's what it's all about, healthy relationship. One of the things we have to keep in mind when we're talking about preparing our boys for a healthy relationship, we have to have someone they see that are doing things I would consider to be positive. We call them role models. I just call them family members. I call them individuals that love making sure our young men be successful, because you don't literally have to do nothing but set the example. That's how you prepare him, by seeing positive action by you, making sure you as a parent or uncle or grandparent or just someone in the community. I always tell this story. I go back when I was in grad school and I was doing a major in counseling, and I had an advisor that had to go see one day, and I was walking across campus, and I've told this story before, and I was just speaking to people and talking and chatting and just chatting with them and sharing thoughts with them. And when I got over to his office and walked up, he said, "Let me tell you something, you know, as we speak, you know, normally we're going to speak with each other, you know, talk and say, how you doing, good and everything." He said, "Let me tell you something. I was standing up in my office one day. I walked across that campus. And when you walk across that campus, you got a smile on your face. You was talking to everybody. You were setting a good example for somebody to come. What he wanted me to understand is somebody is watching you. And our boys have to have good examples. And we can't be afraid to present them with good examples. Some of the things that we're doing, we need to adjust as men. I'm telling you, as men, we have to. There's nothing wrong for us to put ourselves in check so we can make sure we're doing the right thing so they can see a good example. And before I move into Father, I always try to take an opportunity to talk about Black history. Every show I have Black history moments. And we always recognize on this show members of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity who made impact in our culture and need to be recognized. Some people don't even realize a lot of times they are members of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. But I want to give a shout out to Dr. Parlett Moore. He's the founder of Sigma Beta Club. In Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, we have an international organization for boys to prepare them to be men. And it's called a mentoring program that works to prepare our young men to be boys from the age of 8 to 18 years old. And what we want to make sure you understand that when Dr. Parlett Moore, our fraternity brother, founded the Sigma Beta Club, that was his thought. We have to prepare our boys to be men so they can carry the torch and carry on in our communities. In our families, we need to have men. We need to have the men to stand up, be represented, so our family and culture can grow like it needs to grow. He was also the second president of Coffin State University, as well as the 20th president of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So we're going to recognize and give a shout out to Brother Dr. Parlett Moore, the founder of the Sigma Beta Club, the mentoring program of boys for Phi Beta Sigma fraternity in your community. If there's an alumni chapter, make contact. And if you have a grandson, a son, a brother that needs the training, check them out, the Sigma Beta Club. All right, we're going to move forth and continue to talk about some things we consider that are so important to our boys to be able to navigate through a very tricky part of being a human. Notice what I said. A very tricky part about being a human is when he's a boy. He has to be able to work on some things, but he has to see good examples. Too many times we don't give them a good example, but there are examples out there. I always have a challenge, and I always challenge people when they holler about role models. We pick individuals to be role models. And our boys do the same thing. We pick the athlete, the athlete that's very successful, who's popular. You know, at time move on, I can remember when I can go back as far as Wilt Chamberlain. I can go that far back. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I can go back to Julius Erving, Dr. J, or we can go back to Michael Jordan. And then we can just work our way through the process up to we are with LeBron right now. It's fine to have the star power they have, but you as a man working hard every day, no matter what job you're doing, you are a role model. And you have to work hard. It's hard trying to be a role model because you have to work at it. See, everything you want success at, you have to work at it. And we as men in our culture must work at it. And we do have help. And we do have help, and we want help. And that's why it requires us to open our hearts and our mind to allow the help to come from the female in our culture, the women in our culture, the queens in our culture. Because I can't be a king unless I allow that queen to help prepare our boys as well. And that's where we are. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But as our boys try to work through this tricky stage of life, because being a child or being a boy or a kid, you know, this is the biggest challenge in their life because you have so many things thrown at them. What we have to do is to be there as men to balance, help balance all these things they're going through emotionally, mentally and physically. You know, we have to balance that spiritually and to the point help them understand financially. That's what men in our culture are prepared and should be prepared. If they're falling short, then we have to go back and not only train our boys, but train our men as well. You know, I heard this from a lot of women. They said, you know, I was in a relationship. I thought I had a man, but instead I had a boy. Don't matter how. So he never got the foundation he needed to have to be a man in a healthy relationship. It requires a man to be balanced enough to understand and be willing to listen to grow through the knowledge you gain. See, we have to make sure we do that. It's not all about brute strength that determines you're a man. It ain't all about the parts. It's all about being balanced in those areas that allow you to be a successful, allow you to be a positive force in our culture. And that's where you have to do that in our society. I'm going to talk more about our culture. We need our boys to be trained to be the best men, given good foundation, so they can lead our culture. Some people don't agree with me. Some people get upset. It's okay. It's fine with me for you to get upset. But our culture will not expand and grow like we need to grow until our men are actually trained to be king. They have to be king. There's no doubt about that. And I was told by a pastor, and he was just sharing it, and we was doing a spiritual moment, and we was talking. He said, I want to share something with you. He said, we have two types of men. We have two types of men. And those two types of men are you have a king or you have a fool. I couldn't understand exactly what he was saying until he began to break it down. See, a king takes the foundation that he has, and he grows, and he be the best leader he can be. A fool takes the foundation and abuses it. Which are you? So I'm asking you, and I'm talking not only to men that's on this line, but I'm talking to women because you're training and giving the foundation for your boys. Are you preparing him? And you can't say this thing about a woman can't raise, you know, teach a boy how to be a man. Oh, yes, she can. It has happened too many times. You may agree or disagree, but it's fine. You have your point of view. You have an opportunity to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts and words. I just ask for your location if you choose to get your name. You don't have to agree with me. I'm just saying we have to. Everybody has to be a part of this. It's just like it takes a whole village to raise a child. And at this point, it takes the whole village to raise our boys if we want them to be men that can have healthy relationships. You cannot have a healthy relationship if you never experience a healthy relationship. We have to start it at home. That's what this show is all about. It's all about the grassroots. It's all about the home. It's all about block by block. We have to train and give show good example. That requires not only just men. It requires women to do it as well. Because a lot of our boys see their future mate in their mother, meaning that in the future they want to select somebody that have just those elegant ways about themselves as a parent, as an adult, as a female to be their mate. So it's important that you put good examples out there for them as well. So it takes a whole village to raise our boys. Not just one gender. It takes both gender. And we have to be more cognitive of what we're doing. We have to be more aware of what we're doing. And then we have to be more vigilant in making sure things happen to ensure that our boys are successful. Our boys, our black boys get the worst reputation about everything. They can't perform in school. They behind everybody. They are discipline problems. They are, you know, they are behavior problems. But we got to ask that question, where that come from? Where is that foundation? We all have to accept that we have a responsibility here. Some of us are want to move the responsibility over to someone else, but it's us in our homes are the one that must train, must prepare our boys, give them the foundation so they can be healthy men and have healthy relationships. Too many times I talk to women, they tell me that all the time. I'd rather be by myself if I got to deal with somebody that's not ready to show the real characteristics of loving me in a healthy relationship. Someone who has self-love. Somebody who is trustworthy. Someone that's honest. Somebody who can communicate with me. Love is all about listening. You know, we do our show on Thursday night at 6 o'clock called the Love Cafe. Our acronym is LOVE, L-O-V-E. L is for listening. The O is willing to overcome. And we're going to have some challenges in our life. And what we have to do is be prepared to work with our young boys to overcome and overlook some of the faults they have and stop allowing the media to say this is how boys and how men should be. Do not let them exclude our men out of our life. Don't let them exclude our men out of our culture. Don't allow them to do that. The only way they're being portrayed dead for years back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they're gangsters. Or, you know, they're thugs, you know. They even might be criminal. They're womanizers. They everything, but we got positive men. 95% of our men are positive men. We do have a percentage that needs to be worked with. We're not saying, and that's why we want to prepare them as boys, so when they become men, they'll be able to give you a healthy relationship. We talked about communication. Friendship is a good part. Being friends, you have to know how to be friendly before you can be in a friendship. And one of the things we have to keep in mind, that's all part about developing our boys. Our boys have to maneuver through and navigate themselves through all this trickery that they have to deal with every day. They have to deal with people saying negative things about all our boys, you know, not be able to do anything. They can't succeed. You know, I know that's not true because as I sit here, but I can tell you from my own personal experience as a boy coming up that coming from a large family, a lot of individuals in our neighborhood just didn't think my family would be successful because of, you know, my mom and dad was right there. My dad worked hard. You know, he only had an eighth grade education, but he worked hard. He worked sometimes 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That's the way it seemed. My dad told her, you don't have to work. Take care of these children. Coming from a family of eight siblings. So I'm blessed to be able to sit before you and say thank you, Lord, for guiding me and seeing my dad work hard. That's the example I mean. You got to see an example. A boy has to see an example so he'll know which way to go. We can't be afraid to show positive example because the negative examples are out there in the media. You know, I always talk to my friends about a lot of the commercials now. You know, it's more interracial couples on commercials. It's like we don't have a black male and black female in families anymore. A lot of times it just be the female with their children. We have to demand that we see more. Our boys have to see that. It's out on social media. It's out on the media that is not portraying our males right. And we have to call them to the carpet and say it's time to treat our boys right and give them the boy power. Make your boys rock. Let's have men recognized in the month. I'm not taking away from anything else. Please don't get offended. I'm just saying I'm fighting for our survival. I want us to have a mentoring program. We want to make sure we prepare. And it don't have to be so much, but set good examples. Ladies, allow the examples to be seen and then let them practice those examples. That's what it's all about. We also have to look at why, as we talk about example, when a lot of our boys don't see examples, a lot of time we have absent fathers. We have to understand what mental disorder is created with our boys when there's an absent father. That is a mental disorder. Because first of all, he's questioning why, who's my dad? Where's my dad? I'm not saying that you should keep that gentleman in your home, but you need to give him access to his son. But the fear you have is that because he hadn't grown up himself as a man, it's hard to train a boy to be a man. And we have to keep that in mind. But an absent father gives our young men a lot of challenges. And we have to understand it in our culture, that all the statistical data says that when that individual does not consistently have a father in his life, all the wide-range mental problems come about, mental health problems, particular anxiety, depression, and a lot of times suicide. And suicide don't have to mean a person just going, laying out and doing something to himself. It's putting himself in a situation that could be suicidal. Putting himself in a situation. You know, I've heard from a lot of young men that, you know, they don't look to live past 25. Where is that? Our dream is that 25, you just becoming a man, and you really don't understand. And my dad always tell me for 10 years, you got to understand what is your purpose and what you're doing the best you can. So when you get 30, you'll be able to put some things in the right perspective. You've been on a job a while. You started your family. You're learning your family. You're learning all these things that's so important. I mean, your own personal, immediate family. You have to be able to go through a process. So if they say we're not going to live past 25, what are they saying for our culture? Where is our king going to come from? That means something was lost when he was a boy, when he was a child and an adolescent. We have to practice what we preach. If we want the men to be in leading our culture as king, we have to prepare them as boys. We can't let the statistical data say that because we don't have a father in the house that this child is going to deal with anxiety, because a lot of time of pressure is put on that boy. Then, you know, you're not a man of the house. I'll tell you, ladies, that's one of the worst things to do to a boy. His maturity don't allow him to be the man of the house. He may be the male of the house. His gender allows him to do that, but not the man of the house. We play a major part in preparing our boys. Anxiety set in from just having that kind of pressure on you. Think about the pressure on a 13, 14-year-old boy. You got to handle everything. You have to do. Some boys don't want to go to school. They kind of stay. I can go back to my family. Ancestor, my dad, well, I say he only had an eighth grade education because his father passed, and he wanted to help his mother and his two youngest siblings by quitting school and getting a job. So he went and found a job to help his mom survive, help his brothers and sisters survive. Just think about that. Even though he had older brothers that had since then left and went on their journey, left the state, branched out. So he felt like he had to quit school so he could help his family. That's a lot on a boy, especially when you hadn't got the right training. In this process of understanding the anxiety these boys, you have depression. A lot of depression goes on when they don't have anybody that they can lean on a full-time basis. Suicide, as I said. Those are some mental health problems that comes about when you have an absent father in the home, they have an absent father. You also deal with peer behavior. See, they feel like I'm the man, I can do something. And then we begin to experiment doing a few things a little early that's what if I'm the man of the house, I can do some of these things that a man do. And I always talk about working. We talk about getting out doing things. If you listen to our experts, the child without a father that's not involved with them, you know, going to suffer many ways. He's not going to be able to have high academic achievement. He's not going to be able to achieve because he carries so many, the burden of being the man in that house. He's not going to be able to improve social and emotionally to the best well-being. He's most likely going to have incidents of delinquency. He's going to be a risk taker. You remember you've been telling him, you're the man. You know, this is what a man's supposed to do, which is not, he hasn't been trained to be a man yet. And he's going to take risks. And then other behavior problems come about. We have to keep that in mind when we're trying to force our boys to be men before time when they didn't hit the foundation. So we have to work hard. We have to come together and make sure we provide our young men with the opportunity to be successful. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line, and you have an opportunity to chat with Dr. Loza B. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. It's so important. This is the neighborhood. One of our shows that focus on the neighborhood, Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. You have that opportunity to share your thoughts. Type the comments on Facebook, on Instagram. Thank you for doing that and sharing your thoughts. And we want you to express yourself through this vessel. All right, the next thing is some skills I want to share with you to help boys to have healthy relationships, especially during COVID-19. COVID-19 has created problems emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, in our homes, and it do affect our children, and particularly our boys. There are seven skills that you can use to help your boys have healthy relationships, not only during COVID-19, but throughout his life. One of the things is take time. Spend some time with it. There's a commercial that's on television. I really enjoy seeing it. And it's about this boy's doing, you know, he's sitting there doing his homework, and he come over there to his dad who was doing some work. And every time, the first time he comes to his dad and said, "Well, son, I'm busy, I'm doing this right here." And the boy just wanted to ask a question in his assignment because he wasn't understanding it. That's how important it is. And I'm going to tell you a little story about myself personally with my children. So the boy go back. He's still trying to figure out the math problem. He's trying to figure out. So he go back to his dad again. He said, Dad tell him, son, you know, I'm busy, I'm real busy. Let me give you $5. So the boy left again. He's still struggling with the problem. He come back to his daddy and he tapped his dad on the arm. He said, Dad. He said, son, I just gave you $5. He told him, I'm going to give you this $5 back because all I want is $5 worth of your time. Just remember that. Take time for your children. All he wants is $5 of your time. You gave me $5 to leave. I'm bringing you the $5 back because I need your time. We got to have time for our boys. You can't teach them or show them if you don't take time. I know we in the busters of surviving now. We've lost our jobs, and we've been cutting time, but we still have to give time to our family, in particular to our boys, especially as a father. And I'll go back and tell you this story. I'm always researching, and I was busy commuting back and forth, really at the time with my family, just trying to make sure, you know, they're taking care of their family, they have everything, they have a roof over their head and everything. And my daughters came to me, and I was reading some research. They said girls perform higher, but even higher when their fathers take time to help them with their homework. And I said, okay. I started adjusting my time, coming here, sitting here with them, and making sure, as well as my sons, to make sure I work with them. So, because they would tell me, Dad, thank you so much. That's how important. You might not know algebra. You are a reinforcement for them. Because they go to school, they're giving examples. One said you have to be an expert, but being a parent to help them is so important when they're doing their homework, when they're doing their project. Don't do the project for them. Do the project with them. It builds that connection between you and your child. Regardless if it's a thing. That's why I say the thing about at a certain age, when they tell the women, you don't know how to train them to be a man, but you can support him as a boy. Support him. You there working, not doing this project, but working with him on this project. Checking his assignments to make sure he do his assignment. I always tell parents, and I always told parents when I was a principal or even over a program, an at-risk program in a district, I always tell them, I said, you don't have to know the subject. You just have to be there to support him. Be there so he'll know that he has accountability. See, being a man is you ready to be accountable for your action. A healthy relationship requires you to be accountable for your action. You learn how to be accountable because you watch other people working with you hold themselves accountable. That's one thing. The next thing is be sure the relationship involves a give and take. With your son, it got to be a give and take. You know, one of the challenges I encountered as a head football coach dealing with our black African-American boys is that they have a tendency to watch things on TV and want to be like those, and they feel like they know more than you because they don't understand that they believe that because they haven't really experienced someone in their homes, in their life, that to be mature enough to be the adult as a male in their home, they feel like they want to challenge you to see how much you know. Now, this don't happen with every culture when they're dealing with it, our boys. But it happens a lot with our black males as coaches. But there's a lot of pressure on males. They have to make sure they are represented, they hold themselves accountable, they do positive things. And I always get on young coaches all the time. Your job is a coach. And communicate with the parents, with everybody else, the media, wherever it may be. Your job ain't trying to be friends with the players or their parents. They expect you to be the leader. Come on now, because our boys see that. All right, the next day is do not spend a lot of time worrying about the relationship, because relationship is a part of life. There's a characteristic to help you have a healthy relationship. I mentioned them earlier: self-love, honesty, trustworthy, communication, commitment, dedication, devotion, a willingness. All of that are characteristics. So you don't have to worry about how the relationship going to be. Just work at all of those things that are characteristic of a healthy relationship. And I just shared them to you. Realize a relationship constantly changes. It does. It's not saying the relationship you have with your son or your boys or your family member, because you are the one they look up to, is not going to be the same as 6, as 14, 10, 8. It's going to be different. It's going to change because people change. You're going to change. They're going to change. The next thing. Look at the past relationship that were positive. You have to show your son and the boys that you're mentoring, there are positive relationships out there. And you have to model that. You have to create a new relationship, a model new relationship, so he can see the positive things there. Think about where you were successful. I know it's hard if you have never had that foundation. So I always tell people, we always want to have workshop for boys and girls and forget about bringing the parents in there too. When you have the workshop, when you have the mentoring program, offer the parent an opportunity to come in there too, because they need it. We can't walk away and say they don't need it. Just because you're of age don't mean you're ready to be in charge. Just because you have the tools don't mean you're mature enough to deal with situation. And we all have to have help. We're gonna have an opportunity to learn the rest of our life. They say I'm a lifelong learner as an educator. That means I'm always gonna be going to school. I'm always gonna be doing things to increase my knowledge and gain knowledge. So you gotta remember that. So model positive things to make that relationship successful. Write down why certain people make good friends. Boys have to know that. Everybody's not their friend. Like, everybody's not your friend. Write things down. Let them know. Said these are the quality of a person in a relationship that's considered to be your friend. You know, we have tiers of relationships, right? You understand, you first meet somebody, you're associate. You just meet them, get their name. You might move forth to be acquainted. You want to know more about them. Same way with children. They go through the same thing with their peers. They meet somebody, a new student come in, they just meet them, they find out what their name, and eventually if they want to know more, they get acquainted. Then they say, well, that's my friend. We have a friendship category. Then we go to the point where we want to be to the point we want to spend time with them. They truly my friend. I can count on. I can count on to tell them the most intimate things about myself. That's what we're talking about. Tiers of a relationship. So you have to make sure you write down certain things that show good friends. The word friend ain't always meaning that person your friend. Let's keep that in mind. Write that thing, write down things people do not deem as acceptable. If they're not acceptable, write them down so, you know, you can teach our boys that these things are not acceptable in a relationship. You don't need to possess those qualities. You have to model what's right, hold everybody accountable for what we're learning, and then also say, if these things didn't work, then we have to remove them and work on, come up with things or qualities that does work. Everything for you is not always for me. One size don't fit all. When we are setting a foundation for our boys, for a healthy relationship. I tell you, you know, we have to take a whole lot of time, and the biggest question is how do we prepare our boys for a healthy relationship? I shared a few things, and I have some more things I'm going to share with you. On Thursday, we're going to come back with part 2. We're going to talk about how to create healthy relationship with children how to create healthy relationship with children, particular boys. It's so critically important. And then we're going to give you some reason why it's so important. We also want to talk about how we support our boys. That's what we want to do coming back on Thursday at 1 o'clock. It's been awesome. Sharing these thoughts with you, these individuals, thank you so much for joining. Carol Davis, thank you so much. Start to Finish Mobile for You, thank you for joining us. Also, Samantha Smith, thank you for joining us. Latte Pickett, Inspired to Inspire, thank you so much again, Latte. Also, we want to strong and make sure we get everybody. Sophie Riley, thank you for joining us. We have my fat brother, so proud to have him part of the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Brother Marvin Smith, you can check him out on Facebook. Go to Marvin Smith, and he has his gospel hour, and he plays some. He's an awesome gospel DJ. He may not want to be called. He might say he's a connoisseur of music. However, check him out on Sundays at 12, but request friendship with Marvin Smith, and he's doing an awesome job. Thank you so much, Frat, because you inspire me as well. Justina Brinkley, thank you for joining. My fraternity brother, Mario Telefaro, thank you so much, Mario, for joining us as well. And we kind of stroll down. We also have my fraternity brother, Mr. DJ Trust. Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you so much. And I see your baby girl mistake is growing pretty fast. Keep on doing what you're doing, my brother. Keep on making sure things happen. Also, we have Keisha W. Lee. Thank you so much, Keisha. And Keisha is family. I have to say family because she married a Lee, which is part of my ancestors, my people out of Lounsbury. Thank you so much. That's Kato Lee down there. Come on now. That's Mr. Lenny Lee. Thank you so much, Cuz. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been awesome. I'm telling you, God has blessed us to come before you, but we'll come back on again with the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood on Thursday at 1 o'clock, and we're going to finish up and share some more thoughts about preparing our boys to have healthy relationships. If we do that, we will have men available for our queens to have a healthy relationship. That's what it's all at. Tomorrow night, we have our sports talk show coming on, Talking Sports Plus. We look forward to offering some awesome ideas. We are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States, where our time has moved up 30 minutes. Our time is 7:30 on Wednesday night, and that's every other Wednesday, our sports show. And we're going to have an awesome time tomorrow. We have super co-hosts, and we are glad to have them as a part of our show. And we're going to make sure we focus on what's going on in the spring. It's entitled Championship and Spring Sports 2021. So check us out at 7:30 tomorrow night. That's Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. That's Talking Sports Plus. Then we're going to come back again, as I mentioned, Thursday at 1 o'clock with Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, part two of how we prepare our boys for healthy relationships. We're going to get part two of that. Then at 6 o'clock, on Thursday, we have the Love Cafe. The acronym for the Love Cafe, which is the L is for listening, the O is for overcoming, overlooking faults, the V is for value, how you value your relationship, having mutual values as well, and encouragement for the E gives you empowerment. The cafe has a menu that focus on starters and appetizers, which is the lust, go to your entree, which is the attraction. Then we move forth to our dessert, which is the attachment. And we also make sure we have that beverage to allow us to have an adaptation to what we're trying to do and build. That's what the Love Cafe is all about. It's awesome. We want you to be a part of it. 6 o'clock on Thursday night. I tell you, we're having a super, super week. God is so good. It's raining now. He's watering our grass, clearing our air with all the pollen that out there that I was struggling with last week, still struggling with it, adjusting to that with my allergies and my sinus. God is so good. We know he's blessing us. And you know, so we're so glad to have you. Our hashtag, we have several that's responsible. Be responsible during this COVID-19. I know a lot of states are easing up, trying to get back to get that money and the finance in, but your life is important. Be responsible. Whether you have the vaccine or not, wear your mask. If you out in public, make sure you still wash your hands. Make sure you stay at home and stay 6 feet apart. That's what we have to do. We can't get to our new norm until we continue to do those things, and however long it takes, no matter what a man may say, God said, when I'm ready to release you, he will. He will release us. And that's what we keep in mind. Hashtag keep on grinding. It's so important. We got to keep on grinding. Hashtag, come on now. One life matters. That's back to COVID. Make sure, just because you've been back as your vaccination, still wear your mask, as I said, even if somebody haven't been vaccinated. Nothing is determined. We are in the early stages of this. So don't think because you may not contract, and you may. You don't know. Let's not take chances. You protected me with the mask, and I'm protecting you with the mask. It is what it is. Let's make sure we keep in mind, and it all sounds good and all beautiful to be able to get back to our old norm, but that won't happen. It's a new norm to see we got out here. Also, make sure you keep in mind, hashtag communicate for understand. Make sure you talk with your children, talk with your the boys in your family, regardless where they are, your grandson, your son, your brothers, your cousin. Talk with them about healthy relationship. And mirror those healthy relationships. Mirror the things that need to have a healthy relationship. Show them. Talk about those things. Let them write down things. You are the teacher for them, and that's what it's all about. We also want you to keep in mind that give your son a hug, your grandson. Give them a hug. Your brothers, your nephews. Give them a hug. Hug changed the world, changed the day for everybody. Tell them you love them. If you can't give it physically, do it virtually. Tell them you love them virtually. Because I tell you, it's going to take everything from us and anything from you. It's going to do that. It requires, and I love this song. We don't want to rise to it, but it's the way we're going to close out today is that I'm willing to do anything to make sure our boys have a healthy relationships as adults. I will do anything, and I hope you are willing to do it as well. We got to save them. You got to be willing and got to be committed. So as I close out, I always tell everybody, I'm broken pieces, broken.